King David set out for home after the defeat of his son Absalom's army. The men of Judah, the tribe to which David belonged, came to meet the king on the banks of the Jordan, and accompanied him and all his household across the river. Then the royal procession went to Gilgal, not far from Jericho. A great dispute broke out between the men of Judah and the other Israelites. The latter were angry that Judah was the only tribe to have escorted David across the river. "You stole the king away," they said. "David belongs to us more than to you, as we represent 10 tribes. We were the first to speak of bringing back our king." The men of Judah responded even more harshly. "Why be so angry?" they said. "The king is closely related to us. Have we received any gifts or favors from him?" Thereupon a troublemaker named Sheba, a Benjamite, sounded the trumpet and shouted, "We have no share in David, no part in Jesse's son. Every man to his tent, O Israel." And all the Israelites deserted David to follow Sheba, while the men of Judah stayed with the king and escorted him to Jerusalem. When he reached the royal city, David ordered his nephew, Amasa, to summon the men of Judah and put down Sheba's uprising. He gave Amasa 3 days to muster the army and report back in Jerusalem. David intended to appoint Amasa supreme commander of all his fighting forces, even though the latter had been commander-in-chief of Absalom's army. David had forgiven him this act of treason, and had even solemnly promised to give him the military leadership in Israel, knowing that this would ensure the loyalty of Absalom's defeated army. But above all, the king had had enough of Joab, the present commander. He could not bear the man's insolence and brutal behavior, nor could he forget how Joab had treacherously murdered Abner, another army commander, and more recently Absalom, in open defiance of the king's orders to spare the prince's life. As Amasa did not return within the appointed 3 days, and time was short, David sent Joab's brother, Abishai, giving him the command of the troops stationed in Jerusalem, with orders to pursue Sheba and put down the uprising. But Joab went too. They met Amasa returning to Jerusalem. Now Amasa was Joab and Abishai's cousin. Joab went up to him in a friendly manner, saying, "How are you, my brother?" Taking his rival by the beard, he kissed him and plunged a knife into his belly. Amasa was not on his guard because Joab had purposely made the dagger he was wearing at his waist fall out of its sheath. They left Amasa wallowing in his blood in the middle of the road and continued their pursuit of Sheba. Finally, they came to a town lying to the far north of Israel called Abel Beth Maacah. Sheba had passed through the whole region. Many Israelites had joined him, and they had taken refuge in the city. Joab and his men besieged the town and built a siege ramp against the outer fortifications. Then they began battering the wall to bring it down. Now there was a wise woman in the city. She stood on the ramparts and called out to the besieging army that she wanted to speak to Joab. He went towards her, and she said, "Listen to what your servant has to say." "I'm listening," he replied. "Our city is known for the way it settles disputes and difficult lawsuits," she said to Joab. "We are peaceful and faithful Israelites. Why do you want to destroy a city that is a mother in Israel? Why do you want to ruin the Lord's inheritance?" "Far be it from me," Joab replied, "to cause destruction or ruin. But a man named Sheba from the hill country of Ephraim has lifted up his hand against the king, against David. Hand over this one man, and I'll withdraw from the city." The woman knew there was only one way to prove the loyalty and good faith of the people. "His head will be thrown to you from the wall," she said to Joab. Then she went to see all the inhabitants of the town and told them about Sheba's uprising. The traitor was beheaded and his head thrown over the town walls. So the people were spared. Joab sounded the trumpet and his men withdrew from the city. Each man returned to his home, and Joab went back to Jerusalem to report to the king. The uprising had been successfully quelled without loss of life, so Joab remained commander-in-chief over Israel's entire army. Next episode, the census.